time to be educated and entertained by the country's most famous environmental scientist. Joey B has researched grizzly bears, wolves, and birds of prey. He continues to travel all across America to bring you the very best that nature has to offer. Be ready to be amazed. Here's your host, Joey B.
Hello and welcome to Joey B's Outdoor Adventure. Today I want to talk to you about an environmental issue, a topic that needs to be addressed. I'll give you the example. The scenario is this. Yesterday I'm out fishing this small little creek, found it for the first time, all excited about it, by the way, filled with rainbow trout. Today is not about trout and fishing and all, but I look up on the hill and there's this huge McMansion of a house, and I mean monstrous. And when I was done, I, was going to go down the road because somebody said the next bridge down, there was some more trout. I just wanted to go scope it out and see, but for me, it's just like getting to see what nature's all about. And we are having more and more confrontations in suburbia, in urban areas, because we are taking away open spaces. And today is about that confrontations that we're going to continue to have with humans, with our pets, and the wild friends that we have out there. This show was brought to you by Ramsey Outdoor Stores. Whether you shop online or in one of their stores, your experience will successfully gear you up for your next adventure. Go to RamseyOutdoor.com. Recently on the news, there was a man and a dog bitten by a rabid coyote. Hey, this can happen anywhere across the USA, but it's happening more and more because we keep taking away habitat, spaces. You know what? I grew up in a town, small town, and there weren't that many wild animals in the town. And now when you go back to it, there are fox, there are turkey, there are deer. And you go, well, how did this happen? Well, we've taken habitat away somewhere else close to that. And by building there, these animals need to live somewhere. And I'll get to a fun little story that I share with our young adults on basically how we can understand how this happens. Well, you know what? For the most part, wild animals, they coexist peacefully with humans and wild animals out in the wild. This is an important thing. But as we have a loss of habitat, we're pushing wild animals closer and closer to the areas that we live. The more open space, the more homes, the habitats we take away from, well, the more confrontations that we're going to have. Very recently, also in the news, in America, small suburban town, and all of a sudden there are black bears all over. Well, guess what? In the springtime, black bears are coming out looking for food. And if they can't find food readily in an area, where they lived, where they've hibernated in, they're going to come into towns because, hey, there's lots of free food. Again, and I'll talk about how we protect ourselves against these confrontations but as I get into there. So we need to put this in perspective. And the perspective I say is this. When I'm doing an assembly somewhere in a country and I'm speaking to our youth, and I describe it this way. You come home from school, and I am now sitting down in your backyard in a lounge chair next to your sliding glass doors, and you look out the door, and you're startled, and, Mommy, there's a strange man sitting. Well, excuse me, Sarah, what are you doing here? Well, they took away my home down the road. I now live here, if that's okay with you. And if it's not okay with you, I live here as well. By the way, do you have any pretzels or something you can give me? I'm a little hungry right now. Well, obviously I describe it in a fun way. And so younger folks would understand like what's going on. But if you're taking the habitat away from an animal, his home, he's got to live somewhere. And they're going to end up near you, not necessarily in your lounge chair, except I do have a cool story. And again, where I live, there are lots of wild animals. On my front porch, it's an open porch, and I like it that way because, I got my bird feeders close to it. And one day I look out the window because I have these huge windows that look over the feeders. And one day I look out, and there is a turkey sitting in my rocking chair. And he wasn't quite rocking away, but it was, he was moving a little bit, so it was rocking. And I should have brought down one of the cameras to film this and did not. But it was comical. He's just sitting in a chair. No one's bothering him. And, I guess some people would say, that's great. Well, guess what? Take his habitat away. He's going to be there. And he looked pretty cool in the chair, too. So we need to somehow, say, all right, so I've given you the environmental issue of the day today, this loss of habitat and, causing problems with confrontations and animals. So let's, figure out, how do we get some solutions to this problem? And very recently, I was filming on Havenwood Farms, and you can watch all of my adventures at joeybee.tv, joeybee.tv. And I was filming there, and the farmer, Ken, he was talking to me, and he says he's got a problem with baby coyotes. See, coyotes, they're really diurnal. They're coming out early morning, early evening. Actually, that's crepuscular. I take that back. So that's when they're coming out. But these baby coyotes are coming out during the day, and they're just learning how to hunt at that point in time. And he says he has a couple different solutions because he raises chickens, too. He has egg-laying chickens, and then he has chickens that are raised for, you know, their meat, their poultry. And he says, I could put up more wire and, you know, fencing, or I can go out and get a sheepdog. So he's got to figure out a way that he can alleviate, you know, his problem that's there out in the farm. So how do we alleviate these confrontations closer to home, closer to your house where you live? And here's a few solutions for you, whether you live in a countryside, suburban, or urban areas. So here's one of them, your bird feeders. Bird feeders, well, obviously they attract birds, and I love them. They also attract bears. My friend, the Featherman, he's got his feeders on his deck, and he has all the different feeders. Well, bears walk literally right up onto his deck, and they feed away. And one of them just literally, it's his feeder's up high and just bends the metal right down. So, excuse me, thank you very much. Well, my friend Giselle at the Avian Wildlife Center, she figured out a really easy way to alleviate this. She puts her feeders on a pulley system. And what she does is she lowers the rope down, and now you've got your feeder. You fill it up. You pull it up with your pulley system, so you're pulling it up into a tree, and then she ties it off. So the feeder's up way high. A bear's either not going to get scent of what's all the way up there, even though they do smell very well, but seed is not this great aroma type of food. Or a bear's going to say it's not worth it to climb a tree to go get that seed. So she's figured out that way of doing it. You know, your garbage pails. If you can keep your garbage pails with lids on to keep aromas away, they do make bear boxes. And some people say, well, I'll just put them out in a, and all of a sudden you're going, oh, well, it must be a raccoon. Well, guess what? Raccoons are supposed to eat wild food. They're not supposed to eat, you know, your garbage scraps. So the bear box protects it against many animals. And I also say this, if you have, and it depends on where you live, if you have a large enough area where you could put your bear box inside your garage with your garbage lids closed and inside the box, then you're, again, animals, they smell real well, going to take scent on all this. So that's just something to think about. I also say, feed your pets indoors, because a lot of people, they'll leave food outside. If you're leaving food outside, well, once again, you're attracting animals onto your property. And here's another key thing. Do not feed strays. So people that are feeding stray animals, well, then you're also bringing animals to your property closer to you, and you're increasing the confrontations that are there. And I also say, become a backyard babysitter if you have a small dog, because small dogs, they are attractants to food because they could become food. And, you know, even domestic dogs with confrontations, even domestic dogs, small ones, they want to defend their territory. So animals defend their territory. So you may have a confrontation with a bear and your dog because your dog's defending his territory. So we want to make sure that we're there. You could put up some protective barrier, some fence. Give you a cool example with that. I filmed with on Aspergillus Farms with Farmer George, real cool guy. And Farmer George, some of the crops, because he's a man who brings food to market. And literally, whatever he grows is going to the market. And it's a real tough life because you're working there six, sometimes even 7 days a week there. But on that seventh day, typically he is at a market somewhere selling. So he has these huge deer fences all around his farm. And there's one field that has no deer fence. And I'm going, Farmer George, well, aren't they? And then he's a smart man. He puts crops there that deer do not like to eat. So if you're doing some gardening, you may even say, okay, for example, I know one of the crops, deer don't like eggplant. Deer don't like currants. And there's just a few things. You can actually watch that episode on Joey B TV. So if you go to Joey B's Outdoor Adventure, you can watch that. And I'm sure you know that this podcast is brought to you by Tranquility Mountain Backpacks. Have you seen the Joey B signature series of backpacks? If you want to see them, go to TranquilityMountain.com. This is where adventures begin. Well, I'd say also, don't tie your dog up in your backyard to put him on a leash. And the example I give you of this, with Dr. Halfpenny. Dr. Halfpenny is one of my professors, one of the world's most renowned tracker and stalkers of animals. And he shows this video, and it's the most amazing video. It is somewhere in the Denver, Colorado area. And there is a mountain lion, and the mountain lion is up on a garage roof. And he looks down, and he sees a dog. And he jumps off the roof, pounces on the dog, and this is all in one motion, picks up the dog in his mouth by a dog's head, and in the same motion as he landed, he bounds backwards and back up onto the garage roof. And when he's just about on the roof, he lets go of the dog. And he looks down, and he does it again. And on his way up, he lets go of the dog. And then when you look close on the video, the dog was tied up. And because the dog was tied up, he was easy pickings. And he created, and the dog with his wailing created enough noise where the owner then came out. Because this was a camera the owner just had, you know, mounted outside their house for protection. It wasn't protection against wild animals. It was protection against those humans. And he was able to pick it up there. Dog did live, but he did learn something. And I'd say this. When you see wild animals that don't belong, alert the authorities. And when you see wild animals that do belong, I'll say turkey and poults. Poults are baby. This is where the word poultry comes from, baby turkeys. When you see them, alert your neighbors that you have some cool animals in the yards. And, you know, that's the protect and preserve. And we would definitely want to make sure that we protect and preserve them, you know, as well. So, you know, as a society, we need to make better decisions. And we need to make better decisions as to where, like, and I kid you not, going back to the beginning story, when I saw that McMansion, it was a house that, and I'm going to make up a number right now, that it'd be, say, 15,000 square feet. There's no way that this house belongs where it belongs. You want to build a, hey, I have no problem with you wanting to build a nice house somewhere. Hey, every single one of you deserves to live somewhere nice. You all deserve, and I always say it this way. You grow up, you become well-educated, you work hard, and you go out and get the best things in life. You deserve that. But to take all that space away, that was the homes of groundhogs, et cetera, all this, well, now all of a sudden you're pushing those animals somewhere else. And I have an equation that I use. And I always teach with this equation. And you need to know that a loss in habitat equals a loss in plants and animals. It's a loss in biodiversity. So we're taking the biodiversity away. And people say, oh, so what's the big deal? I don't care if a few frogs die, and I don't care if the groundhog dies. Well, consider this, and I describe it this way, especially, it's funny, I can give you this example with younger kids, but it also puts a picture in our mind as adults as well. Consider you're making this large jigsaw puzzle and you're putting all the pieces together. And while you're putting the puzzle together, every time you take a break and go somewhere for a cup of tea or whatever, I come over and I take a little piece of the puzzle. And you have no idea because you have these thousands of pieces. And as you're getting closer and closer to getting the puzzle done, you realize that, hey, this piece is missing. Oh, that piece is missing. And then you realize you can never connect the entire puzzle. Well, our wild, our habitat, our open spaces are very much like this because we are all connected. In the puzzle of life on Earth, all these plants and animals, biodiversity, all the living things, we are part of that. We are all connected somehow, some way. So it does matter. So our job is to get out there and to coexist, to protect, to preserve, to make good decisions so that, I mean, we can just simply have a better way of life and a better way of life for our wild animal friends. You can follow all of my adventures online at joeybee.tv. That's JOEYBE.TV. And a very special thank you to the men and women of our armed forces for keeping us free, and for our police and firefighters for keeping us safe. May God bless America. Until next time, this is Joey B. Enjoy life's adventures. Joey B's adventure. Joey B. Joey's adventure. Joey B's adventure. Joey B's adventure.
That was awesome.